Right now, it is time to kick off our business hour of Merrimack Valley Radio. Our Money Monday expert, Dr. Robert Cuomo, the Dean of the Dean School of Business, joins us at 8:45 this morning. This segment is our chamber chat segment. And, of course, with Madame President Danielle McFadden still out on her maternity assignment, we've been featuring a rotating group of chamber members and ambassadors. And this morning, we're very excited to welcome Kash Ahmed to the studios. Good morning. I'm sorry, Kash Ahmed, right?
There you go.
You pronounce it Kash.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well. You are a veteran of the Chamber Chat Show Thursdays from 10 to 11. But is this your first morning show?
This is the very first Monday, yeah.
All right. So welcome to the insanity. you care to
lifelong member.
You care to chime in on our discussion about things that that should be obsolete but aren't?
Well, the first thing that's really bugging me is what the heck is a spork?
A spork is a... Yes. It's a spoon, but at the end it has the tines. Little prongs like a fork. So you can kind of use it to dig in. At Kentucky Fried Chicken, you can use it to you eat your mashed potatoes with it.
All right.
But you can also dig the chicken apart.
Can I say only in America?
Only
yes.
in America.
Yes, you may.
Only. Are you? Do you eat
and
with
you're
chopsticks?
Welcome.
I've tried a couple of times.
Are you as horrible at it as I am?
Yes.
It's frustrating, right?
It is very frustrating.
Yeah. And I can't afford the dry cleaning bill, to be honest with you, after. So, that's why I'm glad that the fork and knife were invented and the
use a bib.
Yeah. Yes, it's a look.
Only when I'm eating lobster and steamers. You are the president of American Private Wealth.
That is correct.
What is American Private Wealth?
American Private Wealth is an independent, comprehensive financial planning firm located in Woburn.
Okay, now can you make somebody like me wealthy? If I follow your strategies and your advice?
That's the key. You got to follow.
Yeah.
You have to stick to the plan.
You also have to have cash to invest, or no? Can you take a broke person like me?
No. See, that's the misconception. Financial planning is not investing. Investing is the last component of financial planning. There are a lot of things that need to be taken care of before we get to the investing part of it. And, you know, the unfortunate part, I need to get this out there, is a lot of people out there call themselves financial planners when they're not. It's okay for them to do what they do, but they're not financial planners. Mm-hmm. They're merely pushing products.
Yeah, you said there are a lot of things that need to be done before you can invest. Like what? What are some of the common steps that I need to
do? So, for example, before I will agree to pursue any further steps, I need to make sure that the clients have their, or the clients who want to, or the people who want to become a client, is to get their essential legal documents in order. Their wills, their estate planning essentials, their powers of attorney, and so forth. And obviously, this is not something I do. I can quarterback that, but I'm not going to proceed to the next step until those essentials are done. And that is also part of financial planning.
Why is that so necessary?
Because it is. I mean, how could you walk around without, you know, having... This is America, right? If it's not on paper, it doesn't matter.
Nobody wants to think about dying, though, in wills. And we want to think about wealth and making money.
Right, right. Well, you're not going to be my client then.
So you insist on...
Well, if you want to follow the financial planning process, that is the process. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we are very selective in who we take on as a client. The people who we agree to onboard have to agree to that process. They have to agree to follow our recommendations. And, you know, we can only be successful in helping them achieve their objectives if they actually follow the process. And the process works.
How long has your company been in business?
The current iteration is in its 13th year.
How many folks do you work?
I have one other wealth manager.
One
and looking to grow. So if you're out there and you want to be in this great profession, reach out to me.
All right. You mentioned you're located in Woburn.
That's correct.
Can I ask why a business located in Woburn decided to do business and become a member of the Greater Lowell?
The
Chamber of Commerce.
A two-word answer, Karen Bergeron.
She can be persuasive. Right?
I love her to pieces.
Her
entire extended family is my client. And when she asked, I said, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. And what are the benefits to it for you, for your company?
For being in the chamber?
Yeah.
Well, there's... you know, there's all these great events that the chamber puts together, and while I may not use them necessarily to, you know, to hustle for the business, it allows me to take the message of true financial planning and make sure enough people hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who who say they are doing financial planning and all they're really doing is no matter what your problems are, there's a product that's the product of the month that's going to solve it. And I try to use every opportunity I get. Now, I don't get to go to all of the events, and that's because I'm involved in a lot of things other than my financial planning business. I'm a professor of finance. I volunteer in the U.S. Navy.
Oh.
And amongst many other things, sit on a lot of nonprofit boards and so forth. But whenever I do get out there, it's really to make sure, you know, people truly understand what financial planning is.
How do you find time to run a business with all that you do?
Well, there's 48 hours in the day, that's why.
I like the answer there. What are your favorite chamber events to event? Which ones are your favorite?
The small, more intimate ones, you know, the luncheons that we have and the networking one-to-ones are, as opposed to the big ones. Time is precious, and so you have to be selective in what you go to and what you attend. And I think the smaller ones, the networking one-on-ones and the power networking are, I think, they allow a more intimate interaction where you actually get to meet a person beyond just wanting to just exchange a business card. If somebody just is interested in exchanging a business card, I'm really not interested.
Yeah, it's amazing how many relationships you can develop if you attend even just one event at the chamber. But you know, it's a very popular group, and the people are loyal. They go to the multiple events, and you know, I mean, I've literally have met hundreds of new people and established business relationships with many simply by joining the chamber and attending. And I don't even get to as many events as I should, to be quite
honest. I think that's also because you are interested in a relationship. A lot of people are not. You know, a lot of people will look at this, well, if I show up, you know, this is the networking naivet, I say. If you simply show up and expect that some business is going to occur, I think you're fooling yourself.
Right.
If you're truly interested in building a relationship, that involves actually coming more than once. Number two, making an effort to talk to people and be genuinely interested in what they have to offer. And perhaps you have they have an opportunity to help them. I think that's very important.
It is 8:23 here on 980 WCAP. We are chatting with Kash Ahmed. He is the president of American Private Wealth, and he's joining us for a little chamber chat today. Are you a member of any other chambers?
No, this is the only one.
Just the greater little chamber.
If Danielle, Karen, and the crew move to another chamber, I'll move with them.
Now that's a brand loyalty there. Are you an ambassador now for the
I am chamber? On the board.
You're on the board. Okay.
Yes.
What do we have for events coming up? I know their calendar is always full. We're winding down April, but I'm willing to bet they probably have at least one, if not more,
they
events
do.
This week.
They do. There's Networking 101. That's on Tuesday, April 26th. That's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Lowell Telecommunications. It's presented by Tony and Laura Rocha of EFTS Credit Card Services. I'm sure many folks know who those people are. Mm-hmm. There is the Small Business Selfie. That's from Sunday, May 1st to Saturday, May 7th, in which they're saying if you post your small business selfie, I have yet to do a selfie, so I'm still figuring out what that means, on Twitter, although I tweet a lot, and or Instagram and use the hashtag GLCCSelfie, you can be entered to win one of five $50 Visa gift cards to be used at a local business. That event is sponsored by Eastern Bank. And finally, if I have the time, there's the 21st Annual Municipal Breakfast on Wednesday, May 4th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the UMass Lowell Inn and Conference Center. And they're saying, come here, the local municipal leaders, and let your voice be heard, which is very important.
Now, you say you like the smaller, more intimate ones. The Municipal Breakfast and the Legislative Breakfast are probably, other than the Expo, they're the biggest ones.
Right.
Do you go to those, though?
I have not.
You have not?
No, I have not, no. I try to support the events as much as possible, but I haven't yet to make it to the Municipal Breakfast.
You have to go just so you can corner the local politicians, because they can't escape you. They're there.
Yeah.
And you have a shot at them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure you have lots to share with them about financial planning.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you share some things about financial planning for cities and towns? Drake could really use some advice right about now.
Well, the concepts apply to you as a person, as a family, and they apply to you as a government also, right? You spend more, less than what you earn. It's just that simple.
Government doesn't seem to get that.
No, they don't.
No.
No. And that's why we should be there to question them.
That's exactly. Kash Ahmed, the president of American Private Wealth. Folks want to get a hold of you and your company. How do they do so?
AmericanPrivateWealth.com. Or follow us on Twitter, which is at AmericanPWealth.
All right. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.